It's a very sensitive area with a lot of normal tissue structures that are really critical to function in the area. Is that right?
Yes, that is absolutely the case. And that is part of why we have, you know, such a large group of specialists that weigh in on the decision of really every patient we treat to try to figure out the best way to control things and minimize side effects with the least invasive type of procedure possible.
Now, you mentioned a multidisciplinary team and that there were many, many different physicians that are part of this multidisciplinary team. So if someone comes in and has a tumor that's in the spine, would this multidisciplinary team be available to that patient, or are things evaluated in advance? How does that work?
Things can happen in both directions. So very frequently, if we know a patient is going to be seen in clinic in the days ahead, we will present them in our conference ahead of time. Sometimes we will see a patient later in the day after that has happened, and we don't want the decision-making to wait. So we do a tremendous amount of discussions offline on the telephone between the different providers to make sure that we're making timely decisions and also very tailored decisions for each individual patient.
What are some of the ways that you try to protect the normal tissues? How do you do that when you're treating someone that has a tumor in the spine?
Technology that has really become increasingly utilized over the last decade or so is stereotactic radiation. And often what we will do for that, it's actually hundreds of radiation beams that all overlap where the tumor is. It lets us give the tumor a very high radiation dose, but then keeps the spinal cord or the nerves at a very low radiation dose. Our ability to do that is driven by tremendous advances in technology over the past number of years. One of the systems that we use takes pictures every 15 seconds so that we can really know exactly where the patient is. And if they move, we can change what we're doing accordingly.
This new technology, or relatively new technology, stereotactic, has been used in some of your work. What kind of results are you seeing with it?
We've been having excellent outcomes with our patients being treated with stereotactic radiation. The control rate of the tumor is about 90%. We are about to publish the first study in patients being treated with stereotactic radiation in the postoperative setting, and our control rate for that was 91%. So we're very excited about that.